Good evening, dear friends. This is the Friday evening version of this thing of ours. Welcome, welcome, one and all. We start off every day by giving you a touchdown, a countdown, I should say, or a touchdown. It is 186 days until the 2024 election when Donald John Trump will be reelected for the first time since Grover Cleveland, two non-consecutive terms, and it looks better and better every single day. Now, this could change, and as you know, I don't say things that you want me to say. I say things that I believe are true. And it is looking better and better and better and better and better. And if you try to watch, pay attention to this thing called mainstream media, good luck with that. I don't know what the hell that's about. I have no idea what, I don't know what planet they're on. I don't know what planet they are on, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. But let's continue. Let's continue. First, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. I cannot tell you how many people are telling me, I'm unsubscribed. I'm unsubscribed. Well, make sure. Check right now. Check and check again. And if you're watching me and you're not subscribed, how dare you? How dare you? Number two, you have to like this video. I've got to tell you this. This isn't just an expression. I sound like these other channels, but it's true. This is the algorithm, the almighty, all-important algorithm that is the bread and butter of our existence. My friends, tonight we're going to be talking about another thing, the murmurations, the crowd, the movement, the complete and total psychotic lunacy as to the sock puppet media's explication of that which is going on regarding Israel and the like. And also the latest bombshell, Hope Hicks breaks down and cries on the set of the Donald Trump trial. Why is she crying? What the hell is she there for? What's the purpose? I know, and you're going to like it. Hope's not going to like it, but you're going to like it because it is, as we say in West Tampa, caca del toro. Like, you cannot believe trying their best to create the illusion of something that is going on when, in fact, it is not. So, dear friends, sit back. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy this thing of ours. Enjoy tonight's foray into the world of the demented and the dank. But first, before we begin, let me tell you right now, it is critical, it is imperative, it is absolutely necessary that you listen to the words of our great sponsor. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside two 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. All right, dear friends, thank you. Let's get into today's latest news, and let me tell you what actually happened as opposed to what they say happened, because they frankly don't know what to say happened. It's Hope Hicks took the stand today and was teary-eyed. I guess that's the story. Teary-eyed. I'm going to ask my friends, the ladies of the evening, to see why do you think. First question, why do you think Hope Hicks was lacrimating? Why? Did you see this? Did you see this one, honey? I just saw this. Anna Wintour has declared that Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos's fiance, Lauren, has such poor taste. She can't come to Monday's Met Gala unless the Vogue Queen styles her personally. A PR, but it is wonderful. That is an embarrassment to her. She does not want that to be. Also, very, very scary words as to what's happening regarding Kate Middleton. It's read between the lines or read some other things, but I don't want to throw too many things at you because remember, tonight's theme is the murmuration. Hope Hicks breaks down in tears. Hope Hicks breaks down in tears. Daily Mail reports, while Trump shows no emotion. How nervous aide kept her eyes off her old boss while she delivered tearful and devastating testimony. My ass. It was nothing. It was nothing. Ladies, let's start with you. Why do you think Hope Hicks was tearing up and crying? Why do you think? Come on. I want to hear from the ladies. Sorry, gents. You got to sit this one out. Why was Hope Hicks crying? Come on, gals. You know what's going on. Gals, listen to me. Come on. Come on. Come on, ladies. Why? Why? Only want to hear from the ladies. Ladies' night. Well, she obviously didn't want to be there. No, stop it. Can you believe somebody said that? Somebody said, well, she obviously didn't want to be there. Are you kidding? Doesn't want to be there. She'd give her left arm to be there. Doesn't want to be there? Smiling Sue says, showtime. Well, what kind of showtime? Which side was she on? I missed it. That's a good one, Faye. She testified on behalf of the prosecution. Come on. What was the crying about? She wants to be there. Are you kidding? And the other one, this Martin, the other babe, she's dying. Can I take the stand? No, you're not going to take the stand. Come on. Somebody put me on the stand. Why? Because I'm out styling. I'm doing my thing. I've got to get my name on. You're just some aide. I'm not just an aide. Where's Alina Haba? Gone. Gone. She's now the spokesperson. Go ahead. Just get out of here. Don't come near the... Just go on Hannity and tell people whatever it is. Come on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. Faye Dalton says, I thought she loved Trump. No. Yes. That's it. Faye's got it. Theatrics. No, no, no. Now she's marrying, I think she's marrying some Goldman Sachs dude, 22 years her. Got money. She's got her. That's not what she wanted. She's in love with him. That's her dream. Not this guy. It was the ultimate in seduction. She bought into it. And you know her friend said, listen, honey, he ain't going to leave Melania. What are you talking about? This is the Monica Lewinsky things. Seduction. They fell in love. She bought that. He lures them in, gives you all the attention. You're my gal. Come on with me. Calling, talking. Melania doesn't care. Because Melania says, I ain't going nowhere. I got the deal. I got Barron. We're not going anywhere. So do whatever you want. Come on, ladies. Line up. He's going home with me. I hate to be brutal about this thing, but you'd be surprised how people can fall for this stuff. Now, let's face it, Trump is a cad. He's been like that his whole life, it seems like. I don't care. I want him to be president, not some saint. He told her, let me tell you something. He loved, what is this? I don't even know her name. You know the new one, Martin. What's her name? Something Martin. Trump aide. I don't even know who she is. It's just new. Oh, Margot Martin. This is the new one. Margot Martin. And she's probably saying, hello. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Daily Mail. Yeah. My name is Margot Martin. Martin, as they say. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm Trump's new aide. Mm-hmm. No, not that. Not yet. I'm trying like hell. No, not yet. It's just, I'm just the aide. Anyway. Listen, Hope's out. Alina Habba's out. Alina's Habba. She's, I don't know what Alina wanted, but she's the lawyer, kind of, sort of. Anyway, she's out. I'm just the aide. Yeah. Did you get my pictures? Yep. Okay, good. Listen. What's it going to cost me? Right. You know, the usual, who's that woman, rocketed in this suit. I'll send you, right. I'll tell you where we'll be. Right. Can you do the whole pics number on me? Who is she? Where is she from? I'm young. I'm this and that. Blah, blah. Martin. Margot. Right. Margot Martin. Can you do that? How much will it cost? What? No, not too much. No. A little bit, but. I'll tell you what, I'll make the deal with you. I'll tell you where we'll be. Do I have any dirt on Trump? No. I think the dirt days are over. I think he has maybe learned his lesson. But it doesn't matter. They don't know this. All they know is they think I'm hot, I'm young, I'm hot, and I'm hot, and all that stuff. And I'll send Margot Martin. Yeah, that's my name. I'm the whatever. Okay. Can you hurry up? Because when Hope Hicks takes the stand, okay, get back with me. Great. And that's how it works. They're saying this is great. And Trump's loving this. Look at all my gals. Look at my bevy, my passel of babes. I had Ivana. And then I had Marla Maples. Okay. And then I had Melania. Okay. Then we had McDougal. Then we had the worst. I mean, Skankville. Absolutely. I mean, you could argue about anything else. This one. But that's Trump's thing. And Trump's attitude should be, what the hell are you calling her for? Objection. Can we stipulate? What are you calling her for? What are you calling her for? I know he can't answer this. Why? Because she's going to testify. Testify to what? That you did the NDA? I told you we did the NDA. What is she saying? What is Hope Hicks? Hey, Hope, honey, no offense. Good luck on your new marriage. But with all due respect, dry your eyes. What are you here for? What are you here for? Well, she's here to say that Trump may not have wanted this to get out, you know, to his, you know, about the whole thing. He said that. I don't need Hope Hicks to testify. What are you doing? What are you telling? What foundation are you providing? What are you doing? What's the purpose of this? It's so that they can show that, look at this Trump, this cad. What does this have to do with it? I don't know. We don't have anything. We got total shit for a case. But we're going to bring in the babes. Look at this babe. Look at this one here. Look at her. He probably, whatever. He probably wanted to. Yeah. And he, you know, the two-timing his wife. We know that. Yeah, but still. McDougal. Is she going to testify? I don't know if she's going to testify at all. They had Pecker on. Pecker, what the hell did they want him from? Pecker said, like I told you, we do this. Everybody does this. Catch and kill? What are you talking about? Yeah, we did this. Hello? It's not against the law, but it's hush money. Whatever you want to call it, hush money, it's no big deal. What are you doing? What is your point? We don't have a point. We don't have a point. Let me show you something, another one, too. Um, Remember the famous Access Hollywood tapes? You remember this one? This is the BBC has this. This is according to footage from the 2005 Billy Bush Access Hollywood tape. Did you see this one? He's heard bragging about a variety of things. Let me see here. U.S. President Donald Trump has been forced to apologize after a video emerged in which he made obscene comments about women. In the footage revealed by the Washington Post, this was in 2016. Mr. Trump is heard bragging to TV host Billy Bush about trying to have sex with a married woman. The clip from 2005 was part of unaired footage ahead of Mr. Trump's appearance on U.S. soap opera Days of Our Lives. Here is the full transcript. Now, I'm going to read you just a portion of this. One, unknown voice, somebody says. She used to be great. She's still very beautiful. Now, I'm going to read you. You're going to read this. And the whole reason why they want to introduce the transcript and not the video or the audio is that with the audio, you can hear Trump's joking around. It sounds kind of stupid. It sounds almost childish. Doesn't sound ominous. Sounds stupid. Sounds like two frat boys in a locker room. They don't want you to think that, though. They want you to have the transcript so you'll read into it. For example, Trump says, I moved on her, actually. You know she was down on Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it. I did try, and she was married. Next one. That's huge news there, someone says. No, no, Nancy, no. This was inaudible. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. That's what we call it, furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. Then all of a sudden I see her. She's now got that phony. And everything, she's totally changed her look. Your girl's hot as in the purple. Whoa, yes, whoa. Bush, yes. The Donald has scored. Whoa, my man. Look at you. You are a... Okay. It's silly. It's silly. Yeah, that's her with the gold. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case. I started kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet, just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. They let you do it. And it goes on, it goes on. That's why they want you to read the transcript yourself. They want you to read it. And here's what I say. Anything else? Judge, can I read this? Here, I'll be Trump and you be Billy Bush. Who wants to be Billy? Huh? Who wants to be Billy? Can I read this? Your Honor, may I read this? But if you could. Uh-oh, look what it is. Veritas says, good day, mate. Been a while. Oh, God love you. Welcome back. Your Honor, may I read it in a Southern affectation voice? Do you mind? Could I? And may I use the word poussoir versus the P word? May I do that? Okay, very good. I'll read Donald Trump's position and I'll edit it, but I get to read it in this voice, okay? Grab him by the P! You can do anything. Yeah, those legs. All I can see is legs. It looks good! Bush, come on, Shorty. Oh, nice legs, huh? Billy Bush. Get out the way, honey. Oh, that's good legs. Go ahead. It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember? Billy Bush, down below, pull the handle. Hello, how are you? Hi. Nice seeing you. Terrific, terrific. You know Billy Bush? Yeah. We're ready. Let's go. Make me a soap star. Let me get some good stuff here. This is so stupid. Trump, I don't know if that's tough competition. Seriously, yeah, to take. This is the most stupid thing. The only thing he says is, this is the only one. I love this one. This is the only thing he said, according to this transcript. I'm sorry. TikToks, you got to get the thumbs up. Yeah, grab them by the, yeah. This is the most stupid. I wish we could have like some off-Broadway, have some actors come in and do this. This is stupid. I would say stipulate to it. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, hi, thank you so much. Well, we've come to the end of the case now. And this is my turn to give you what we call in the business the closing argument. This is where I take the evidence that's been adduced and presented, and I tell you what it means. That's the word argument. Argument doesn't mean like yelling. It means to make an argument, to tell you what something means. Okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have been waiting since the beginning of this to hear a crime. And you're going to hear me say this. We're going to tell you. But there's no crime here. And behind you, I have this big board. I took the actual jury jury instructions. We're going to blow that one up. And we're going to take an indictment. And we're going to blow that one up. And we're going to ask you, what did the president do? Well, the president apparently had a bit of an affair. And I'm being it. You know, nice, because he's a horn dog. He's a three-peckered goat with that Steven Skank dusty saddles. And he wasn't real proud of that, as you can imagine. Did you get a load of that? Rode hard and put up wet, like 5 miles of bad road, ladies and gentlemen, at like homemade soap. Okay? He's not proud of that, but you know, whatever. The last thing in the world he wanted to do was let Melania find out about that. And is that against the law? No. Okay. Well, let's see what is against the law. So he decides to get Michael Cohen, who basically is, did you see Michael Cohen in his TikTok video that, did you see that stuff he did? Trying to pan for font. Oh my God, it's the most horrible, horrible. I don't even know what it is. I would just play that. This is their main witness. Can we play this, Your Honor? Judge Mershon, can I play this? Can we play this? It was the most horrible thing you've ever seen in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, White Monkey says someone needs to take that dialogue and put it into ChatGPT, Sora, and create a little movie. You know what? That is an excellent, excellent idea. But let me be Trump, though. In my particular accent, any accent that I want, anything that I think, because it's just. So he decides after he's had an evening with this one, who, by the way, moved in on him like you couldn't believe it. Like radar. I mean, she just moved in. OK, but that's what the Botanas do. That's her thing. That's her style. That's what she does. So she moved in on him, boy. She moved in on him. She came in out of, oh my God. It's the most incredible thing anybody's ever seen. She came in like, whoa. Saw him. That's exactly what she did. Well, she got her way. She got her way. And he should have known better. But he didn't. Why? Because he's an idiot. Oh, he's a great president. But the man's an idiot. So he decides that he's going to go ahead and he's going to, you know, do his thing. And what happens next? Well, what happens next is very interesting. And this is a fascinating subject. What happens next is nothing. So he goes to Michael Cohen and says, cut her a check to shut her up. Is that legal? Yes. Is that against the law? No. We'll get to McDougal in a moment. Happens all the time. In fact, when I was on, when President Trump was on The Apprentice and they closed that, he had to sign a non-disclosure so he wouldn't disparage whatever. You know who else signed a non-disclosure? Candace Owens. Candace Owens, now, he had that meatball, that wimp Ben Shapiro come after Candace Owens and, of all things, basically deny or derail her chances of having a debate, which she would, I know I'm off track, and I did a video on this one, where she basically was, anyway. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're not going to believe me, but you can ask anybody. It's not against the law. But here's what they said. He put it in a category that wasn't necessarily business or not, I'm not sure. The election committee didn't want to have anything to do with it. The Southern District of New York, feds don't want to have anything to do with it. Nobody, Cy Vance, wanted nothing to do with it. In fact, Alvin Bragg didn't want anything to do with it until those two prosecutors left and made a big stink, and the feds came down and said, listen, we're going to send Colangelo, whatever, down here from the feds in D.C. He'll help you. We got to put him in jail. And we got the perfect Judge Mershon, who was just chomping at the bit. You had that Engeron trial, which nobody knew what the hell that was about. That was civil. Nobody knew what the hell that was about. That was just weird. There was no victim. This one we got to make stick. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? We got to make it stick. That's what they're saying to you. And it's not against the law. And then he conspired with somebody to... We don't even understand it. It is, so help me God. Everybody. And I mean everybody. People who hate Trump, who believe in this January 6th nonsense, people who hate every bit of his fiber, every aspect, every cell, they hate Trump. They hate Trump like you can't believe. Everybody, all these people, even they say, there's no case here. And you're thinking to yourself, well, if there's no case, why are they doing it? I don't know. I have nobody can figure what is, it's unbelievable. And everything you're hearing, they're bringing in everybody. They're bringing in Michael Cohen. Why? Bringing in Stormy Daniels. Why? Is that true, that picture that Trump keeps putting in his Truth Social? Did you see where they were investigating that one too? I don't know. Anyway, they're going up to Stormy Daniels. Come on. Stormy Daniels, come on. What does she say? We're stipulated to her. Stormy, what's your name? Yeah. Stormy, yeah. Can I ask you a question, Miss Daniels? Do you prefer Stormy or Skank? I'll just go with Skank. How many men do you think you have in your career? And I'm going to leave it at men. It's a family show. How many people do you think you've been with, roughly? Just curious. And I'm sure all of those men in the pornography business were all protected, all wearing, as we say in the South, a condom. Is that right? I don't know. We've done some research, and apparently you need to be bareback a couple of times there. Do you know how crazy that is? Let me get this straight. They say that everybody you've had sex with, you're having sex with everybody they've had sex with, and everybody they've had sex with. So theoretically, if you're just a regular person, you could be having sex with, I don't know how many people. That's just a regular person. But you're in the pornography business, in the adult film business. So each of you have 1,000 different partners. And that's 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. Like the number, there are more, there are more planet people here than planets in our galaxy. And you, despite every single warning, every single health, I mean, people went crazy over COVID. I mean, they went crazy over COVID. Get 6 feet, wear a mask, do all this stuff. Despite all that, you decided you're going to say, I don't care. I'm going to risk everything to be in some stupid movie called Saving Ryan's Privates or some cute little name like that. And yet, we're supposed to believe you, you who would risk your life and your wherewithal. What kind of judgment do you have? And you want us? This is the witness they have? Doesn't say much for Trump. Oh, no. I'll be the first one to tell you. When it comes to Trump and women, look at McDougal. I don't know what that one. You never heard from her. Now, that they're not on trial. But this is the business. Does this make sense to you? Because if it makes sense, please let me know. Look at these people. I want to play Michael Cohen's TikTok video he does lately. This is the worst. This case is so bad. And when I heard Hope Hicks is crying, what are you crying for? You didn't do anything. You're not even the main witness. She's the witness. If anything, I don't know. Maybe Hope's thinking, I tell you what, Hope, I don't know whether there's any, whether this relationship was consummated, but Trump, he's been stupid everything that moves. Not you, though. I'm just saying, why are you crying? You're not even a part of this. You're not critical to this. You were just tangentially involved. I think you're in love with him. I think he's the one that got away. This is the best they can do. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But that is right. Faye got it right. She's in love with him. What did she add to this? What? I texted Cohen. Uh-huh. Who the hell needs that? Michael Cohen's here. What did you text? Well, you know, Donald may not want Melania to know. We know that. Tell me again, please. I beg you. What are you here for? What are we learning from you? What? What are we learning from you? What are you telling us? What are you filling us in on? What perception? What angle? Don't know. Nobody knows. Sit back for a moment, dear friend. You've been through one hell of a time. It's in time to talk about what you really would do in the event you wanted true luxuriation. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0. My Pillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, 6-piece towel sets, 4-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Whenever I get the chance, well, I peruse very quickly. I watch and review a Drudge. Look at this. Tears of hope. I'm sorry. Hicks takes the stand. Witnessed nearly every Trump scandal. Now she's testifying. Details. She's not adding anything to this. Won't even glance at the Don. Week 3 of trial reaches explosive finale. Secret tape, Royals case. No, it doesn't. And the best one is, please go to this Tears of Hope. Look at this picture. Look at this one picture of Hope standing there. She's got those Jennifer Connelly brows. She's standing there. Got everything. Ready for this? Got the hair extensions in. I'm all set. I'm ready to go. This is my showtime. Take that, Margot Martin. What are you here for? I don't know. This is this. I've never seen anything like this. There's nothing there. And you know what, though? It actually, it breaks through some of them. So, here's one. Fireworks. Elon Musk to reinstate X account of white nationalist Nick Fuentes. Who cares? This is a story? Am I missing something? Nick Fuentes. I know what you're saying. Who the hell is Nick Fuentes? And why shouldn't he be on? Well, he's a white nationalist. What the hell is a white nationalist? I don't know. Why shouldn't he be on? Because he's a white nationalist. Okay. Anything to get away just for one day of this anti-Semitism thing, that has just hit absolute. Let me tell you something. People are really starting to say, wait a minute. What's going on here? See, up until now, there's been this real sense of, yeah, Hamas. And it goes on. Are they still going after Hamas? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, these people are showing up. Did you see Mark? What's that dude's name from Mark? From Star Wars, Mark Hamill. He says, "Obi-Joe Kenobi." All of a sudden, he comes in. And he stands up in front of this Karine Jean-Pierre. And she, by the way, is where, look, she is actually devolving. They are so freaking out. You have no idea what's going on. They are freaking out. They're throwing everything at this. They don't know what's happening anymore. They don't know. Do you feel this? She got a lot of plates going on, a lot of different movements. Trump is doing, believe it or not, when he's there, he looks like, this looks like just, and when he stopped, did you see the genius delivering pizzas to firemen? And they're clapping. Hey, guys, it's me. Yes, Mr. President. Yes, they love him. And meanwhile, what we're seeing is a complete and total collapse. The complete and total collapse of what is left. Joe is looking worse than anything you have ever even imagined. Have you seen him lately? It is so bad, so awful, so beyond. Now, listen to me. You know this, and you know me. I'm not going to tell you when things are okay, when they're not. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to say, hey, things are terrific. I can see it. I can feel it. And the only thing I'm wondering now is, what is Gavin Newsom's California is just, there is no way that Gavin Newsom, if left to his own devices, would have preferred or would have allowed or would have selected California to appear this poorly, this terribly, this awfully. No way. They even double-crossed him. They told him, listen, you're going to be the guy. You're going to come in at the last minute. But by the way, you're still going to implement our programs, right? Whatever we tell you to do. California is a joke. It has hit. Let me ask you something. Do any of you fine folks, do you know anyone who actually says, I think Joe Biden is doing a great job? Anybody? Have you met anyone anywhere who actually and truly believes that Joe Biden is doing a good job? Have you met anybody? I know people who say things like, well, you know, look, anybody's better than Trump. Okay, you've heard that before. You know, he's, look, I'm a Democrat and I just can't stand on Trump. Okay, fine. Get those people out of the way. Have you heard anybody who says, I like Joe Biden? You can't win re-election if people don't like you. When I hear this nonsense about the lesser of two evils, remember, the lesser of two evils is still evil. And those people, those folks who say things like, and this is the most important. I heard something, we were at an event recently, and somebody said, you know, Trump's attitude and... And I said, with all due respect, and I'm going to get into trouble because this is from a Republican. I said, I don't think you realize what's going on right here. Throughout history, there have been these wonderful people called generals, general officers, U.S. Grant, a degenerate, a loser at everything he's ever done, alcoholic. But one of the greatest natural generals anybody's ever seen. Lincoln purportedly said, he said, Mr. President, do you realize that U.S. Grant is a drunk? He said, find out whatever it is he's drinking and give a case to each of my general officers. George Patton was an absolute F-up of the first order until war. This guy had more money. He was a scoundrel and a rapscallion. This guy was just, I mean, Eisenhower, by the way, Patton was Ike's boss. They did everything. And he was so innovative. He was one of the greatest generals ever because he did something that if I told you what he did, you would think, you mean they didn't do this? He basically made armor divisions mobile. They were attack versus standing up and repelling oncoming vanguard. He went after them. He loved to get there. We're going to get there first. This is artillery. You're not going to bring the third. We're going to bring them. Let's go. He was an F up.
I think you know what the F stands for.
Until it was time for war. Curtis LeMay with that Bell's palsy and a cigar, who thought, I'm going to use, was it B-29? I'm going to firebomb them. I'm going to do something. Nobody's ever done this before. By the way, here's a guy who basically ran later on the Green Party as George Wallace's vice president, some liberal, whatever. Who knows what happened. He was a freak. He was there in the room, in the autopsy room. He was there at Parkland Hospital with a cigar. And they told him, you can't smoke a cigar in here. He was there, by all accounts. It just goes on. Matthew Ridgway. Iron Tits. You heard his story, right? This is a guy who's just... Matthew Ridgway, one of the greatest generals ever. Old Iron Tits. He had a hand grenade dangling and a medical thing here. One of the greatest natural generals ever. Just one of the greatest. And they said, you know, this guy was a wild man. He had, like, I don't know how many heart attacks when he was a kid. A young man, look at Christos. There he is, a honey man. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. This guy was, he had this really young wife, and they said, this guy is, but he was a genius. If anything, he saved us, even though Korea was a, and by the way, the greatest, maybe the greatest general, if not greatest, American politician, George C. Marshall. But he was a straight arrow. But the point of what I'm saying to you, the point of what I'm saying is that sometimes when it comes to certain things, certain tasks, people who are reprobates, people who are problematic, people who are debauched, people who are of dissolute morality, when it comes to this, they're the greatest. They are incredible. Something happens. They rise to the occasion. And when I think that Donald Trump is sitting there in the New York courtroom, rumor has it, I don't know if it's been substantiated, they say the reason why they take Wednesdays off and not Friday is he tries to keep his many Orthodox Jews off the jury as possible. So they say, so it is purported. That's why normally you take Fridays off, but whatever. In this case, there's nothing. I mean, it's falling apart. Did you ever hear about the Jack Smith case? I don't know. The January 6th, it's going the way of the Hunter Biden stuff. This is the way they say goodbye. They just stop talking about it. It just kind of goes away. It loses interest. You had your opportunity. You had this window of opportunity to really get the public's attention, to really go after them, really do the right thing, really show them who was boss. You had that chance, but you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. You didn't grab it. You didn't use it. You didn't take the time to act accordingly. You didn't take the time. This is so critical, my friends. You know, there's so many moving parts right now. So many moving parts. And you're not going to hear anybody talk about the effect that Israel and Gaza are having for the elections. Haven't even gotten to that one yet. Because remember, I say this again, this is 186 days away. So be very happy. Pray this trend continues. Pray it continues. I can't say that enough. Pray above everything this continues. You don't have to like President Trump. You don't have to admire him, his personal life, anything along those lines. You don't have to. He is simply the only shot that we have of maybe saving this republic. Our good friend Johnny Maz says, one of the best acting performances was by George C. Scott playing Patton. Indeed, even though he sounded nothing like Patton. Have you ever heard Patton's voice? Sounds almost like he's from Louisiana or something. Listen to Patton. When he said, throw it on me. And let me turn around here. It was just weird. Just listen to the way he... Oh, my God. That man... By the way, George C. Scott was... had he been around today, you would have loved him because he called himself a half-ass conservative. It was one of those movies, that first scene, everybody remembers that scene. Gwig says, Lionel and Mrs. L, thank you for speaking truth. It's not fun, but we need it. Thank you so much. And that's why, Mrs. L, I'm going to say this right now. Oh, have you noticed how everybody's coming out? Did you see how Oprah right now is talking about this stuff? Oprah right now is talking about kids. Oprah. Did you see that one? Hey, where have you been, gal? Where have you been? Oh, they're coming out of the woodwork now. We got to help these kids. Well, where the hell have you been? Oh, we've been here. No, you haven't. You know, if I didn't know better, If I didn't know better, whenever somebody shows all of a sudden this unique interest in something, it makes me think that, you know, maybe somebody got to them and said, hey, listen, why don't we perhaps, it might behoove you to change your tune. And by the way, this is Mrs. L's link right there for her YouTube channel. I put it right there. You got it? In fact, I'm going to pin it up here so you can see this, because it's going to be pinned. She's talking about stuff that's so incredible. You have no idea. She has been talking about, Mrs. L has been talking about the Earn It Act and partial decrim. You have no idea. And she said something one day, and I want you to listen to what she is saying. She said that one day, mark her words, one day, it's pinned right there. One day on Times Square, you're going to see children for sale. Children. Think I'm kidding? Christo Stavrou said, General LeMay, DJT 24, Bishop Mari Emanuel, pray is in order. Bishop Mari Emanuel. Indeed. Thank you, sir. Indeed. Do you have any idea of how bad things are? Do you have any idea of what's happening to kids and people and mental health? Do you have any idea? And we're sitting around pissing our time away talking about anti-Semitism. It's a bad thing. But we're passing laws against that. Nobody gave a goddamn about the stuff you went through when you wanted to say, hey, I like Trump. Get out of here. Remember that, you MAGA? Remember that? Anybody talk about kids on campus? No. Nobody cared about that. How about when you dared to state a particular thought you had about biomedical martial law and vaccines and Jacobson against Massachusetts, the 1905 Supreme Court case that needs to be revamped? Nobody cared about you. No, but they're worried about transphobes. And I'm not. And again, remember, whenever you say something, people are going to say, oh, do you think that anti-Semitism is good? No, I don't. That's not the point. But you can't put into law something that says it's illegal for you to feel something. Johnny Maz says President Nixon had the movie Patton played almost daily at the White House. You know, that's one of those things that didn't even remotely mimic reality. George C. Scott made that. George C. Scott made that. Even, you know, they even talked about whether they could drop him behind enemy lines. He was hit. He was dying in a car accident. That's not the way for him to go. He wanted. Do you realize what we're doing right now? Do you realize how screwed up we are? We are. I mean, have you ever heard so much talk? And so much, we're talking about people on college campuses feeling scared. Again, that's easily taken care of. When our borders are collapsing, when we are being invaded by throngs and hordes and passels and battalions of demented, vile cartel members, just absolutely advancing, pouring over our borders. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody cared about this, but we're going to go through all this. We sat around this Congress with Elise Stefanik, did hearings on plagiarism. It was disgusting. And you had a leader of a foreign country tell our president he's got to reel our free speech in, and nobody blinked an eye. And then you turn around and say, hey, I think these guys own you. What? Don't say that. You've got to be kidding not to say that. I don't know of any other lobby, trans lobby or guns or climate or anything that has that kind of control. Let me say this again to you. If anybody, what would Patton do? If somebody told Patton, by the way, I want you to tell your students, what did you say? What did you say? Who owns who? Who's in charge here? Can you imagine Patton telling him that? Or Ridgway, or Curtis LeMay, or U.S. Grant, or anybody else for that matter, or Nixon? Can you imagine that? When Bibi Netanyahu told Biden, you better tell these people to tone it down. Excuse me? This is just nuts. We've lost our soul. We've lost our direction. America, America, America first. What are we doing here? What is happening? I don't understand. The other day, I got a call from a friend of mine. Goes, hey, what do you think about this campus stuff? I said, why do you think they have this stuff going on? What's the basis for what's going on college campuses? Well, do you think that all of it is agent provocateur? Do you think all of it is outside instigators? Do you think there's anything to it at all? Do you? He had no idea. I said, where the have you been? What do you think this is about? Do you think these people who are talking about this, have you been following the world? Do you know what the world is saying? Not a clue, because we're America. We got our head up our ass. We don't care about anything. We don't care what the rest of the world thinks. We don't care. We don't know. A bunch of terrorists and Hamas. I don't give a. It's never, ever going to be the same. Everything changed on October the 7th. You have no idea. That was the signal. It just was this moment. All of a sudden, people, things, this is so weird. Do you have somebody that you're listening to or you've said recently, I can't believe I agree with it. I heard Michael Moore the other day and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'm listening to Michael Moore and I couldn't believe he made so much damn sense. Michael Moore. I can give you a bunch of other folks too who I've said too much. I don't think you want to hear this. I don't think you want to hear this. I really don't. I can kind of tell this is a subject you're not, it's not your top of mind. It's not what you're most familiar with. But take it from me, this is huge. The world changed. It changed like you can't believe. That's all I want to say to you. So my good friend, Johnny Maz, Christos, Stavrou the Honeyman, Gwig, thank you. White Monkey Veritas. How do I put into words to you my gratitude for your kindness? How do I put into words? I can't believe also, I was going to tell you, Candace Owens. Candace Owens, I used to think to myself, was the biggest pain in the ass I've ever. I'm sorry, I was no fan. But now, how she just pulled Ben Shapiro, he fell into this trap. They're negotiating, ostensibly negotiating a debate while he's getting a gag order on her. You got my vote, Candace. You got my vote. I can't believe what's happening. Michael Moore, Candace Owens, what the hell's going on? Oh, and also, I love this. Happy Greek Orthodox Easter. Yes, the same to you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you for that. And to you and your family, enjoy this Paschal time. Let me see something. Let's see here. Go back up to my thing. Greek Orthodox Easter. Greek Orthodox Easter is, or Pascha. It's April, between April 4th and May 8th. How about that one? Following the first full moon after Passover. In 2024, Orthodox Easter will be on May the 5th, which is Sunday. So happy Easter to you, dear friends. Why is Greek Orthodox Easter different? Well, simply put, the differing dates have to do with the different calendars followed by the separate religious affiliations. While most Western countries and Christian denominations refer to the Gregorian calendar, the date for Orthodox Easter comes from the old Julian calendar, not to be confused with Julian Lennon. And there you have it, my friend. There you have it indeed. All right, dear friends, have a great and a glorious night. Please remember Mrs. L's link right there. Follow her. I want you to go there immediately now and sign up for her YouTube because you will be so glad you did. All right, friends. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for coming, or however you reacted. The great Martin Mauline. See you tomorrow at what time? At 8 a.m. And until then, remember, my friends, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Ta-ta.